So yeah, my name's Deng. I'm one of the third year residents at Maimonides Medical Center. And I'm gonna talk about the worst week of my life. All right. So most of us know residency sucks. To say that it's hard is an understatement. So it was about January a year and a half ago. So I was a second year resident in resus, seeing the sickest patients. That week I was 0-3 on getting Ross on all of my cardiac arrests. I was pretty worn out at that point. And I'm not gonna lie, like the stress was building up. I actually had a panic attack because of the stress from one of those shifts. But I still showed back up the next day. Still, I was underfed, underslept, and right in the middle of the last place where I wanted to be, the pediatric emergency room. Full of kids and babies, screaming, crying, and throwing up. If you've been to the Maimo PED, the old one, you'll know it's a really tiny space, super crowded. It was very loud. It's always very loud. And here I am just with a headache wanting to go home and sleep. So I was seeing patients, and then one of my co-residents taps me on the shoulder and they tell me there is an incoming cardiac arrest. 13-year-old with Williams syndrome, I would later learn. At this point, I'm running on fumes, and I still go to the recess bay. The whole team is there. I'm borderline delirious, and I'm having to grip the handlebars of the stretcher so that the interns can't see that my hands are shaking. The kid arrives with EMS. Intubated, and they're performing compressions. We get the story. He had a lot of heart problems. He stepped out of his room, hugged out of his mom. He hugged his mom and then collapsed. I confirmed placement of the ET tube and then looked at the pupils. Fixed and dilated. I let one of the interns take the airway when I got to work. While I got to work, bouncing ideas off of the fellow on what to do next. We saw that the patient was in PEA. I looked at the fellow, he looked at me, and we both knew that the answer was epi, compressions, and prayers. Everyone was really stepping up for this child, putting in lines, giving meds, scrambling for a way to keep him alive. We learned he had multiple heart surgeries, and I realized there had been a lot of effort put into giving him a normal life. And now there was a lot of effort being put into keeping him alive. I remember the parents and their anguish and their loud cries. We gave them chairs. The patient's pediatric cardiologist then showed up, crying just as much as the mother. It was clear to all of us that she loved this child just as much as his parents loved him. And she was fighting through tears while performing the echo to see whether his heart was still beating. I really wanted to cry too, but I didn't. All of a sudden, we got Ross. We actually did it. We scrambled to start the epi drip and give more medications before we lost pulses again. This would happen roughly 7 or 8 more times where we would lose pulses, start compressions again, get a pulse, and then lose it again. I really just wanted this to be a bad dream that I could wake up from. I ended up in the middle of the room, kind of between mom and the child. just in the middle of all the chaos, while everybody was doing compressions, placing lines, and the kid's arm was dangling lifeless on the stretcher, and mom was in the chair crying. There really wasn't much for me to do at this point. You know, when you're the senior resident, you're usually caught in the middle, and here I was, caught in the middle again. I didn't know what made me do it, and I really wasn't thinking, but I just grabbed mom's hand and placed it in her son's hand. The only thing I could really do was let a mother hold her baby's boy, her baby boy's hand one last time. My attending then started the conversations with the parents about stopping the resuscitation. So we had already been working on this kid for over an hour, and the ER was still full at this point. We still had a lot of work to do. So I stepped away. I started seeing more patients. And while I was doing that, my attending declared time of death. For the rest of this shift, I was in a daze. I found myself walking around through the ERs, and something was different. I had realized just how quiet the ER was, despite being full. I realized at that point, all that crying, the screaming, the throwing up, I missed that sound, and I wanted to hear that sound. Because at that moment, all I wanted was to know that my patients were still with me. At the end of my shift, I looked at my attending. We just gave each other a big hug. We didn't need to say a single thing. She understood how I was feeling, and I didn't even need to ask to know how she felt. It was the same thing with every member of the team. Before, during, and after, we all had looks of mutual understanding. Yeah, nothing ever really needed to be said. You know, even though there was a lot of pain and a lot of sadness, I still remember all of the love from that day. The love for a mother for their child, a physician for their patient, coworkers for each other. One of my co-residents took me with them to get boba after the shift ended. And I ugly cried on the way there. And even during the arrest, for days after, my co-residents were reaching out to me after they heard about what happened, and I'm really grateful that they did. You know, when it comes to residency, I've been rolling with the punches for a really long time, but that was the very first time that I was truly wounded. Like all wounds, the bleeding stopped eventually, but my co-residents' holding pressure is what kept me from crashing. There's a lot that I can say about this job and about residency, but I'll start that by saying that even though this job is hard, I still really love it. And I'm not really sure what that says about me. It feels fucking amazing to be helpful to other people. You know, I really have a chance to give a shit and really show people that there are still good people in this world. You know, I have a chance to bring happiness to people and sometimes really transform their lives. This is my life's work, but it is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. end this by talking about my co-residents. Over the years, there has been an established culture in our residency where we look out for each other. And that is what allows us to get through each shift and through each block. We really have no other choice. And I don't know where I'd be without the support of my co-residents when things get rough. They are the best part about residency. And now that I'm close to the end of my residency training, one thing I know for sure is that hard work is the only thing that's going to get me through. But the support and love that I've been given by my co-residents, by my friends, my family, and my community is what has made it bearable. So I'll end by saying the only way out of residency is through, and our best chance is to do it together. It's worth it, and we are all worth it.